describes how he became the last man to do so. That's at the same time, 11:15 here on Radio 3. Well, Nick Luscombe will be here in just a moment with Late Junction. But where are you?
This is Kirsty Young from BBC Radio 4, in the gym with Kamal.
Tom Service from BBC Radio 3 with Rachel on the way to the shops.
Take BBC Radio with you, whenever and wherever you go, with BBC iPlayer Radio.
This is Jo Wiley from Radio 2 in the garden with Ian.
You can listen live or catch up on your computer, tablet or mobile, or download the BBC iPlayer Radio app. To start your BBC iPlayer Radio journey, go to the Radio 3 website.
Quite what I'm doing in the garden with Jo Wiley, I don't know, but I'll now hand you on with the time at 11 o'clock to Nick Luscombe, who's definitely here in the studio. Nick, good evening.
Good evening to you. Thanks very much. Coming up tonight, we've got folk and roots music from Davy Graham and Woody Pines, hip-hop from DJ Oil. We've got some jazz from Miles and Jay's B. Plus, following the sad news of his death earlier today, I'll be playing a track from Steve Martland. Starting off, music from Mop Mop. This is Phantom of the Panther.
Thank you.
From Isle of Magic, that's Mop Mop's fourth studio album. It's a mix of voodoo jazz, Caribbean flavours, a bit of Afro-funk, various exotic rhythms, and a touch of soul. And it's fronted by producer Andrea Benigni, and features contributions from Fred Wesley, the US funk legend, of course, plus Trinidadian-born poet Anthony Joseph and Finnish-Egyptian vocalist Sarah Syed. That track, Phantom of the Panther. And next, music from Anglo-Mauritian pop experimentalist Mo Colours, with a track released on the excellent London-based One Handed Music record label. This is Tusk Dance.
sisters. Lend me your ears. Listen to my story of love and death.
Lend me your ears. Listen to my
my story.
Yes, brilliant sunshine music. And despite the subject matter from one of Ghana's finest producers and arrangers, Ebo Taylor, who's involved in a lot of the Afro-funk to emerge from the country in the 70s, and worked with bands like the Apagia Show Band and fellow musicians CK Man and Pat Thomas. That track, Love and Death, originally released back in 1980 and just been reissued by the good people at Mr. Bongo. And incidentally, if you enjoyed that, check last Friday's World on 3. There's still time via the BBC iPlayer. Features a very nice studio session from Moussou T et les Jouvons, and also some upfront plays from the excellent Soundway record label. And next up, exciting new jazz from Japan. This is Jay's B with Blind in the Rye. Thank you. That's Jay's B from Japan from an album called Isotope, and that was forged and recorded during the aftermath of the country's nuclear catastrophe back in 2011. And it's a real fusion of jazz, rock and electronic, as you might have gathered from that track, Blind in the Rye. And next we move on to modern American roots music now with the sound of Woody Pines, who apparently by the age of 19 had already played in 49 states. And since then, he's lived as a street performer in New Orleans. He's wandered the West Coast, co-founded the legendary underground jug band, the Kitchen Syncopators, set up home in Nashville and cut 4 solo albums. That's not bad, is it? From Rabbit's Motel, this is Hobo and His Bride.
He was a hobo, she was his bride. He courted her near the jungle fire. The long steel rail they chose to ride. Forever on and 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 on. Threadbare among spring flowers, she dressed in white with bows in her hair. We danced for hours, we danced for hours. They could not gain. The rail was shattering. They jumped from the boxcar of that old steam train. It was going nearly 100 miles an hour, 100 miles an hour. Thank you.
actually. I'll tell you how it all happened. One night in a French cafe in Menton. This is what really happened. I was there with Alex Campbell and some other people. We were all sort of folk singing and everything. And I was playing around one night with Cocaine Bill. A story about Cocaine Bill. And I just had this idea. And it started like this. You know, just that. And I just worked around it and got that, you know. And I took it to Alex Corner when I came back. And he was quite pleased with it, you know, and he took it up to someone to get it published, and I think it's, well, it is now. I'm not sure what they're going to do with it, you know, they're not going to make any money out of it. But I think it could sell, you know. It's an easy theme, I mean, this theme is so simple. I know, that's what I like about it.
Can't beat the power of a great tune, and that's a tune with quite a legacy. Davy Graham with Angie, which he wrote back in 1959 at the age of 19. Named after his then-girlfriend, the song originally appeared on his debut EP in April 62, and it's now featured on an anthology that covers 36 years in 54 lost recordings. Before that, Woody Pines, who's currently on tour here in the UK, and you're listening to Late Junction with me, Nick Luscombe. Remember, you can tweet us, we are live. Tweet at BBC Radio 3. And next up, music from Karen Tweed and Timo Alakotila that intersperses traditional Irish, British and Scandinavian music. This is taken from an album called May Monday, which features compositions by the likes of Andy Cutting, Sarah Allen, Ian Lothian and Tweed herself. This track was written by Chris Wood. It's called The Land. composed by Philip Glass for the 1982 film Koyaanisqatsi, Life at a Balance, a film that seems to be getting more relevant as each year passes. Apologies for the glitch on that track. It's not your radio. It was a problem here, but hope you enjoyed it anyway. Performed by the Philip Glass Ensemble, conducted by Michael Reisman. That track, Resource, and staying with soundtracks now, music composed for Starry Starry Night, a 2011 Taiwanese fantasy drama film based on an illustrated novel by Taiwanese author Jimmy Liao, and put together by World's End Girlfriend, otherwise known as Katsuhiko Maeda, who created the whole soundtrack, which includes this, March. Thank you.
Sinitsen pilve patjulde puhkaje, pilve patjulde puhkaje. Sovi et miu pullesside, sovi et miu pullesside. Palu et miu märkasside, palu et miu märkasside. Oda et miu tunneside, oda et miu tunneside. Thank you.
Estonia's Triinu Tal grew up in the forests of Mulgimaa in the south of the country. And she's part of a long line of folk music performers and instrument makers. Her previous three family generations had been zither, violin and bagpipe craftsmen. And Triinu recently performed at Tallinn Music Week just a few weeks ago. I was hoping to catch a live show, but there was just so much going on at the festival and I couldn't get across town. So I kind of missed her, but I managed to pick up that track, which she kindly got to me. That was Kulaku, Dear Moon. And before that, you heard music from a graph from a 2010 album called Equal, mastered by the great Yoshinori Sunahara, that track, Flat. Now, Late Junction's Max Reinhardt has been playing tracks from the unique and extraordinary Kone Project box set of late. I've been totally captured and, to be honest, pretty scared at times by the dark sounds coming out of this spooky collection of shortwave radio transmissions. And this one in particular scares me and really stands out, the Lincolnshire Poacher.
Six three six seven zero six three six
So spooky. From the Conne Project box set. That was a Lincolnshire Poacher. And you may have heard earlier today of the sad passing of British composer, performer and music educator Steve Martland, tragically at the age of just 53. I was introduced to Martland's work back in the late 80s through Tony Wilson's Factory Classical, an offshoot of Factory Records, which is a label that I was pretty obsessed with thanks to bands like New Order, A Certain Ratio and Anna Domino. This piece was written for the Martin Altana Octet, piece of music called Remix. Well, apologies, it's not quite working out for us here in the studio today. Chat from Steve Martland, we'll hopefully get that back for you later on. Meanwhile, we're going to move on to DJ Oil, otherwise known as one half of the Troublemakers production unit out of France. And here's the title track from the recent album featuring Gift of Gab from Bay Area hip-hop duo Blackalicious. This is Black Notes.
Rowing west from the east, some drifted out to Cuba, some Samoa, Puerto Rico and Jamaica, some holding no resemblance, being Sicily, Afro still growing, black Israelites, Asiatic, black pyramid, third eye original, black master builders, the meek inheritance of the planet we call Earth, manifesting destiny as all of God's children, stone to the steel drum, through the struggle rhythm, feel them, through the will of a prophecy fulfilled, come hella high water, though the powers tried to kill them, in the midst of poverty, focus on the skills, come flowers from the dirt, some cosmic like berserk, third eye raised, someone looking forward, then they crept around sideways, growing on the walls of the church, the most omnipresent pesticide still wouldn't work. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Cause image only blinds, y'all, it's all about thirst. Some couldn't stop the rain, so they couldn't stop the burst. So the players kept playing in the eternal search of the black notes.
Black notes.
Roaming through your memory and patterns, black notes roaming through the edges of your mind, circling your space like the rings around Saturn, black notes bringing inner vision to the blind, black notes roaming through your memory and patterns, black notes roaming through the edges of your mind, circling your space like the rings around Saturn, black notes bringing inner vision to the blind, deaf, dumb and blind minds, welcome inside vibes, just come and ride high, seeing through the lies, higher than a high rise, wiser than your hindsight, praying to get life right, dilated eyes, live and direct from the universal sector, first shall be last, humanity connector, taking over thoughts, Asiatic one scepter, triple stage dark, decaffeinated nectar, something out of nothing, universal manifesta, blessed up, spreading from the east to the west up, north to the south pole, come and get a fresh cup, no beginning and no end, penetrating time, black notes roaming through your memory and patterns, black notes roaming through the edges of your mind,
circling your space like the rings around Saturn. Black notes bringing inner vision to the blind. Black notes roaming through your memory in patterns. Black notes roaming through the edges of your mind. Circling your space like the rings around Saturn. Black notes.
I, black lies. Black notes. Black notes. Black notes.
I, black lies.
Black notes.
Space like the rings around Saturn. Black notes, 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 black notes.
Thank you.
That's new from Sam Berry, otherwise known as Lil Texas from Dallas. Shades of influential hip-hop producer Jay Dilla in the production on that track, Whoa, and released on Donkey Pitch. And now we're going to try and bring you that track from Steve Martland. This is Remix.
We'll be right back.
wonderful stuff. Steve Martland, who very sadly passed away today, that track Remix. And incidentally, Music Matters on Saturday will feature a tribute to Steve Martland, including an interview with Louis Andreessen. Now back in time we go to 1970 and a club in Washington, D.C. in the company of Mr. Miles Davis. We'll be right back. Miles Davis recorded back in 1970 from the Cellar Door Sessions, Washington, D.C. Great music. And now have a listen to this trail.
A special edition of Jazz Lineup this weekend on BBC Radio 3 as part of the celebrations of the 2013 City of Culture in Derry, Londonderry. Jazz Lineup goes to the city's Jazz and Big Band Festival to hear performances from the Linley Hamilton Sextet and a local jazz legend, Gay McIntyre. Jazz Lineup, Sunday nights at 11 o'clock on BBC Radio 3.
Well, that's pretty much it for me here on Late Junction. I've been Nick Luscombe, and many thanks for listening. Tomorrow night, we've got music from Peggy Seeger. Also, we got Kit Downs, William Adamson, and much more, including some great music from South Africa. And now, it's 12:30, and time for Radio 3 Through the Night with Jonathan Swain.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3, the shadowy dream world of Debussy's opera Pelléas et Mélisande. For this first half of the night, it's a performance from the 2012 BBC Proms with John Elliott Gardiner conducting the Orchestra Révolutionnaire et Romantique. Baritone Philip Addis is Pelléas, bass baritone Laurent Nauri is his half-brother Golo, and Mélisande is sung by soprano Karen Vorsch. The setting here, some kind of mythical no-man's land. Mélisande herself has a faraway, wide-eyed innocence about her and hair stretching down to her ankles. Who is she? Where is she from? We never know. And these are the first three acts without a break. Golo is lost in the forest, finds the mysterious Mélisande, is smitten, marries her, with the news not well received in the next scene by his father, King Arkal, and the Queen. Golo's brother Pelléas then shows Mélisande the castle grounds. Perhaps like a child who knows she's the object of attention, she performs lying on the marble rim of a well, trying to touch the water, which she can only do with her long hair, and letting her wedding ring fall into the water. Well, then on to the third act, Pelléas immersing himself in Mélisande's hair as she combs it at her window. The by now jealous Golo leading Pelléas down to a disused well in the dark castle vaults, where a slip would be fatal. And finally, the scene where Golo makes his little son Iniolt stand on his shoulders to tell him what he sees in Mélisande's chamber. So here are the first three acts of Debussy's opera.
neppure più sortir da sed forè. Dieu sait jusqu'où cette bête m'a mené. Je croyais cependant l'avoir blessé à mort, et voici les traces de sang. Il là au bord de l'eau, une petite fille qui pleure au bord de l'eau. Elle ne m'entend pas, je ne vois pas son visage. Pourquoi pleures-tu? N'ayez pas peur, vous n'avez rien à craindre. Pourquoi pleurez-vous ici, toute seule?
Ne me touchez pas, ne me touchez pas.
N'ayez pas peur, je ne vous ferai pas. Oh, vous êtes belle.
Ne me touchez pas, ne me touchez pas, ou je me jette à l'eau.
Ne vous touche pas. Voyez, je resterai ici contre l'arbre. N'ayez pas peur. Quelqu'un vous a-t-il fait mal?
Oui, oui, oui.
Qui est-ce qui vous a fait du mal?
Tous, tous.
Quel mal vous a-t-on fait?
Je ne peux pas dire.
Vous a donné une couronne. Je vais essayer de la prendre.
Non, non, je n'en veux plus, je n'en veux plus, je préfère mourir. Mourir tout de suite.
Je pourrais la retirer facilement. L'eau n'est pas très profonde.
Je n'en veux plus, si vous voulez, je vous jette de la mort.
Non, je la laisserai là. La prendre sans peine cependant.
Vous avez déjà les cheveux gris.